9:30, Vinny?
Yeah.
All right. Here's the deal. We're gonna start off from where we left off, which, just for the record, is on Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis. 13 lines up in the bottom. Tanya Amar Emei, right in the middle of the page. That's what we were up to. Hayos, it also happens to coincide with the Haskola of Chodesh Elul. So we'll try to bring in some Inyanim about Chodesh Elul and the upcoming Rosh Hashanah Yom Hadin, and try to incorporate it into the Gemara over the next couple of weeks to try to see how the Gemara somehow could relate in one way or another to the time of year, Refrat, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and then for Sukkot Afilu also. And we'll try to, like, I was working on the Gemara today, this Gemara, and it wasn't a big stretch. Very quick. If you really just think about it, Rav Avigdor Miller used to always say that 100 years ago, when people used to hear the word Rosh Chodesh Elul, right away they chapped at sitter. They got a little of a shudder. They shook a little because the concept was very real to them. It was very, very real. Now, the simple understanding is that they were just very in tune with they were on a madrega where they were connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a manner or a fashion that was maybe more real than what in 2012 or 2011, what we're used to. If you wanted to be a cynical person, you would be able to try to put a little logic into it and say that one of the purposes that perhaps, besides that they were probably becoming the Chachamim and they were very into learning, even the Baal Batim in those days, it's about Vust, would finish Shas every year and learn many, 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 many hours a day and just go into a store and work for a few hours to make a few kupakas, a few pennies, just a little milk and bread for the family. But if you wanted to be a little cynic, you could probably say that Hayois, because they lived in such a simple, for lack of a better word, less materialistic, less involved in Olam Hazeh, their needs were that much less, but at the same time, their awareness of the Yad Hashem was so much greater because they lived under a cloud of vulnerability. They walked around. There was this concept of today people are very laid back. We're very comfortable, and you should just know that I just met someone on the bus on the way here tonight, a few minutes ago, he came over to me and he says, "No, you feel Eretz Yisrael?" He's a guy who lives here for his whole life. He only speaks Hebrew, a little Yiddish actually also. And he says to me, "No, do I feel it? No. Do you have that feeling? Yishergish me Eretz Yisrael." So I told him in my broken Hebrew that I got a milo over him, because I could contrast it with where I came from of a tremendous lack of that feeling. And when you compare and contrast even if you're not such a chashev fellow, you could tune in and feel it more. You could get more connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I said to him, I said, I have that Milo over him that in comparison to where I came from, and I plug it in here, I'm starting to go further ahead. He's taking it for granted because this is all he ever knew. So in the same way, 100 years ago, there was a certain feeling of vulnerability. They were just more connected because they were simple, and every place they turned and everything they did was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. It was much easier for them to be tuned in to the to El, what El meant. Now, let's see today. Let's start going weiter from where we're up to. Let's try to broaden our horizons a little bit to understand how the Gemara that we're going to do tonight is a big opportunity in preparing oneself for the Yom HaDin, for El, and for everything that comes along with this time of year. The Gemara says, Tanya Amar Meir, Minayin L'Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah. Minayin L'Tchias HaMeisim, how do you know Tchias HaMeisim? From the Torah. Shenemar, Oz Yoshi Moshe, Uvnei Yisrael, then Moshe sang, and Klal Yisrael, it's a Shira, it's this Shira Hashem. And we all know when this took place. At the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, Oz Yoshi Moshe. And Oz Yoshi Moshe is a Loshen in the future. Shor Eloi Nemar. Not that he sang it. He will sing Eloi Yoshir. Yikan L'Tchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah Zerai. He's going to come back and he's going to sing together with Klal Yisrael that same Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is a Raya L'Tchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah. And similarly, you have a Pasuk, K'yetzi B'Dava, then Yeshua will build Mizbeach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not that he built, Ela Yiboneh. He will build. So this is another pasuk that supports the concept of Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah. It's saying that Tavna will build. Moshe Rabbeinu will sing. Now if they're not here anymore, and they're going to sing, it must mean they're going to come back to life. So that is the raya of Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah. So the Gemara attempts to slog it up. And says, Ela Me'ata Oz Yibona Shloima Boma L'Kamush Shokut Moyo Hachanami Di Yivne. Chas V'Shom, are we going to say that Shloima HaMelech is going to build Avodah Zorah Boma for Avodah Zorah? And yet, if we're going to try to use the same logic that we used by Moshe, and like we used in the first pasuk, so we would have to plug it in over here as well, like we used by Yeshua, and like we used by Moshe, so then by Shlomo HaMelech, we're going to have to use the same logic and say that, hey, he's going to do that, and that doesn't make sense, that's shayach. It's not shayach to think that Shlomo HaMelech is going to build an Avodah Zorah, and yet that's what it seems to say. So Moshe says, the Torah makes it as if he did it. Now, without getting into the whole story in Nach, but in a nutshell, he had many, many wives. Some of the wives had a little bit of a yirida in their ruchnius and started going after false gods. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shlomo he didn't do enough, whatever that means, to prevent it. Therefore, it's as if he built it. His lack of sufficient prevention, the lack of whatever on his madrega that it was missing in trying to stop these wives from going off in the desired direction. So Mela, the pasuk makes it as if indirectly Shlomo HaMelech was the one who built the bomb. Avadi did it. That's not the question. Without getting into the story in Navi, that's why this is not a shverikait on our Gemara. And we have two more rayas. How do you know Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah? From Oz Yoshe Moshe and Oz Yibon Yeshua. It's Be'ach Hashem. So we see from here that there is going to be Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah.
But what does the Oz tell you by Shlomo? But what does the Oz tell you by Shlomo?
That because he didn't prevent it, it's Oz. We then are going to look at it as if he built the basement. And if he built the bomb, Hagami didn't. But so he should have prevented it. He should have stopped his wife from going in that direction. He didn't do it. That's a problem. Okay. Gemara continues, and this is the Gemara that we're going to still on tonight. The Gemara we're about to do. Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, minayin l'tchias hamesu min ha'tera? How do we know tchias hamesu min ha'tera?" Shenemar Ashrei Yoshrei Veisecha Oid Yaluchah So. Hilulucha Loinema. It doesn't say Ashrei Yoshrei Oid Hilulucha So. It doesn't say that. Yoshrei Veisecha Ashrei, happy are Yoshrei Veisecha, said David HaMelech and Tillim. Oid Yaluchah So. They will praise again. Yaluchah means they're going to in the future. So, Loinemel Yahalucha. Mikan.
Where you go?
It's right over here.
He has his own.
Mikan, Lutchis Amesim and Atoira. So, we see from here that it says Yahalucha, that they're gonna praise, they're gonna sing praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, that's a raya that Lutchis Amesim and Atoira. And now the Gemara says, once we're talking about this pasuk, so the Gemara says a side point. Somebody who says shira in this world, he'll be zeicher to say it in the next world. Ashrei Yeshua Veisecha Oid Ya'alucha Sela. And if you say Shiva in this world, Oid Ya'alucha Sela, you'll say it in the next world. So this is what we're going to talk about tonight. It's a very important subject. I don't remember how many times in my few opportunities I heard of Avigdor Miller say, David HaMelech spent his life singing praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And times were difficult. Ad kidei kach, we know that David HaMelech was not the one that was there to build the Beis HaMikdash, because there was too much blood on his hands, because he was constantly at war. It was Shlomo HaMelech that built it. There was tremendous tzaris that he had from his children, from Avshalom, then Yo. The wars, at the end of his lifetime, what he suffered. Because of the punishment, what he did with Shaul HaMelech, that he couldn't get warm. And yet, his mouth never ceased from giving praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now this is a topic that could take weeks and weeks to explore. And we'll try to do it in a half hour. And we won't do it justice, but it's an opportunity. Before now that we were just in El, the person always tries to think, Hashem doesn't need my praise. Hashem is the Kol Yachal. Hashem does everything. He's in charge of everything. He needs my praise, doesn't he? My praise. We need to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's for us. Now what do we get from it? How are we benefiting from praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So, in a nutshell, the praising of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates awareness. It comes from awareness, but it also creates awareness of Hashem Melech Ve'ein Oid Melvado. Now, the bottom line is that we have a very hard job, because we live in a time of, quote, Hester Panim. We live in a time where things seem to work according to Teva, according to nature, even though we know that even Teva is a nest from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So sometimes we have a hard time tuning in a channel to become cognizant and be aware. Because you can't give praise to something that you're not aware of. If, let's say, every single day in the morning, you go out to get your paper from the mailbox, and there's $100 bill in your mailbox. Okay? Or shekels. Okay, we're in Israel now. Shekels. So, okay. Now, you don't know that I'm putting it in your mailbox every single day, because I never told you. Is there any chance that you're going to come over and say thank you and sing praise to me? Of course not. You don't know about it. You have to become aware of it to then sing praise. If every day we wake up in the morning, we open our eyes, we have everything we want, and things are working good, we're not aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it to us, so maybe we become lax in praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you can't praise somebody if you don't know what to praise for and who to praise. That's it. Now, let's just take the last week. We took a 2-week break. Let's just try to take 1 week and see how Hashem is reminding us that Elul is here. We have to say Hashem Melech, and if we don't use this month to become aware and cognizant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Rosh Hashanah comes, we're going to be looking at the clock until see when davening is over, as opposed to looking at the clock to see how much more we could say Hashem Melech. Let's just take a little look, very little. An earthquake in New York City, it was not an accident. Now, I'm not a Makubu, I have no shaykhis to anything. So therefore, I'm not able to tell you why things happen, why things don't happen. But one thing I can tell you, it hasn't happened until now. That I could tell you. Doesn't take an Einstein to figure that much out. Okay, so now, everybody, you'll hear a million speeches, and everybody will plug in a different, Hashem wants us to daven better, Hashem wants us. But Lami is Daiti, I really mean it, because I'm nobody compared to all of the Gedolim and Rabbanim that speak on these topics. Let's start with the Aleph. Hashem wants us to remember there's a Hashem. Now, then a couple days later, you get a hurricane, which is not an everyday occurrence in New York City. It's just not. I remember by my house, where I lived as a kid, back in the day when we were in a low-lying area, just a mile away from Brighton Beach, over there, and the water came up, and you walked in the streets, and there was this much water in the streets. That was 30 years ago. That's how frequent it happens. It's an anomaly. It's not an everyday thing that it happens. And yet, you take the town that probably has the biggest concentration of Orthodox from Yidden, and in a matter of 1 week, and then you hear the stories about this one that was saved, and this one that Nebuch was killed, and this one that had a nest happen, and this one that didn't have the nest. And you start realizing, if you wanted to write a book about the last week and all of the mudim that Hashem is trying to send messages, he's knocking on our door, he's opening the door for us, he's shoving the messages down our throat, and we're continuing on our chofesh, on our chag, on our different things. We're totally not tuned in. We catch a headline here and a headline there, but the truth of the matter is, are we any closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after such dramatic events? So when the tsunami happened in Indonesia, right away everybody's so caught up with this. Hey, it's an amazing, amazing thing. 250,000 people in 50 seconds dead. Wow, that's amazing. But it's in the Indonesia, or Czechos. How many Orthodox Jews are in Indonesia anyhow? But this is in our backyard, this is in our front yard, this is in our living room. It's amazing. So then, okay, You know what we could think? It's good Lord. Good Lord. All right, it has it coming to them. And you know what I mean? They're good Lord anyhow. Okay, you want to be from that camp? I hear it. I really don't hear it. But okay, let's say we want to do that and put it in the same category as Indonesia. Let's say, which I don't agree with, but let's say. Now let's just take a look at the list, week and a half. What happened in Eretz HaKadosh? How many people are not here that we heard a week and a half ago because of what's been going on here in our front yard, backyard, here? So everybody always wants to say, no, it's over there. It didn't happen to me. Excuse me, but Ashdod is my front yard. It's true, I don't live there, that's not my zip code, and if you mail me a letter there, I won't get it. I look at that like that's my zip code. That's it. And this is, I look at Brooklyn, New York, where my parents live, also as my living room. I live my life there, I just came from there, so I'm still connected. So, but I can hear it. A guy living here his whole life doesn't feel that connected. But we're all connected to Be'er Sheva, we're all connected. You hear about a car accident on Kfish, whatever, it hits home. The guy was just trying to change his tire, the poor guy. And he struck out a little too far into the street. Whatever the cases are. But you go through the stories. You could write a 300-page book and not repeat yourself just in the last 2 weeks worth of incidents that took place in only from neighborhoods. Of things that are just off the radar chart. Now, we have a choice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us to sing praise to Him. Asher Yosh Reveisecha. Now, we can either sing praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we see the sun rise in the morning and we're overwhelmed like Shaar B'chinah, like we're going to see in a minute. Or we can sing praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when something, Rachman al Islam, happens, a tragedy, and then we have no choice, so we come on and we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if the person saved, we sing praise, and if not, we say, we don't know Hashem does, Hashem look, we don't know Hashem's way. We don't know why Hashem does what He does. Shari Tshuva brings down for Rabbeinu Yoina. Tshuva is from the biggest presents that Hashem can give us. If there wouldn't be the concept of tshuva, we'd only get one chance at it. And by the end of the year, it'd be the end. That Hashem wipes the slate clean and gives us another chance. We know, loy melech basav adam, kemelech Yisrael, kemelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly wiping the slate clean. And we don't sing praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ashrei Yesh Reisecha. We want to be zeichet to sing Shir in Olam Haba. We have to wake up and sing Shir in Olam Hazeh. We're not singing yeah, the Gemara and Kishavis, the Gemara Brachas. Gemara Brachas and Daf Dalid, the Beis. Gemara says like this. Here's what the Gemara says. I read you one of the most famous Gemaras. Kol Ha'ime Amir Bevina. Gemara and Brachas. Kol Ha'ime Tehillah L'David B'chol Yoyim. Shalish Pamim. Anybody who says Tila Dov meaning Ashra Yeshiva Yisecha 3 times? Muftach Leishu Ben Erlem Abba. Green light. Right to Erlem Abba you're going. Then the Gemara says, my time. Yidleim Rishim Da Ashra Ba Aleph Beis. If you want to say because Ashra Yeshiva Yisecha is written with the Aleph Beis. So name Ashra Tmei Mederech. So you can say a different capital which also has the Aleph Beis. Which has a lot more olives than bases. So Murray answers, that can't be the reason. So what's the reason? Why is Ashrei Yesh Reisecha so special? What is so special about Ashrei Yesh Reisecha that you get a ticket straight to Olam Haba? So let's think for a second. What is in Ashrei Yesh Reisecha? Nothing that stands out. If you really think, we say Ashrei 3 times a day. Okay? And Lamaisa, stop and think about it. It doesn't say if you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad 3 times a day, you're going to Olam Haba. Why not? To me, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is way more important. I think to you as well. This past week, and you keep it cutting. So I went to, this week. I went to Diamondback Rav Yashiv. He had a minion for Yom Kippur cotton, and it was amazing. It was so inspiring. I didn't feel like I was ready to be in the room. To be very honest with you, I was like, I wish I was like a fly on the wall, because I was just so. It was so out of my league. I was like so not. I don't know. I was just too overwhelmed. And I'm watching Rabbi Yashiv Davin say Slichus, and he stands for an entire Chazaras Hashatz, and I'm just like overwhelmed. And then it comes to the culmination of Yom Kippur Cotton. And the Chazan is davening. I had the guts to daven in front of Yashiv, but since he's there every day for the last 50 years, so he's used to it. I couldn't probably get word out edgewise, but and he's davening and he's yelling. And what does he say? The culmination: Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Everybody screams Shema Yisrael. And then Baruch Shem Kivayim, they say quietly. In America, they say it out loud. I guess in Israel, they say it quietly. I don't know how they do it here, but by Rav Yashiv, they say it quietly. Then they go and they say, Hashem will Akim, 7 times. So let me ask you a question. Where does it say in Shas? Anybody who says Hashem will Akim 7 times, 3 times a day, go straight to them up. That I can relate to. Ashrei. Most of the time, the first Ashrei, I'm barely got my filling on in time. The second Ashrei, they're already off. I'm out the door on my way to work. The one for Mincha, I show up, they're already in Shemin Esrei, so I skipped it. So I have to do it quickly after Shemin Esrei. I mean, and if I talk to say it, the Chazan read faster than me. He's already up to Kaddish. I got only up to Mitzrayim Yirei of Yaseh. So I have to skip the rest of it. What am I going to do? He's up to Amin Yeshmerim already. But that's why the Gemara doesn't say that. So now, not Shema Yisrael, not Hashem Elokim. So Ashrei. We sit by Ashrei. Aleinu, at least to stand. Aleinu is something you say on Rosh Hashanah Kippur, but Avoida, it has tremendous chashivas. Aleinu, I can hear it. Doesn't say that. And you could do this with many other tefillas. So what does the Gemara say? It blows your mind. El Mishim Nisli, Paisech Es Yedecha. The reason why you're going to go straight to Elam Haba is because you said Ashrei Yishrei Secha 3 times a day, and what does Ashrei have? The Pasuk of Paisech Es Yedecha and Wev Mi Halakha Chai Ratzin. Now, what is that? It's amazing. Rav Avigdor Miller once said over, if you take a look in the Hoidu Lashem Kitoyev, in the Siddur, it says, if you take a look, you say Shabbos morning in the Halal Kadol, okay? And he said, you take a look in the Halal Kadol, this is what it says. Hoidu Lashem Kitoyev, Hoidu Lelekelekim, you read through all of them, right? And then, and you're going through a tremendous amount of stuff if you really read it. What are Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, what we're giving thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu for. And then we get all the way to the end. The last one, the second to last, Noisin Lechem Lechol Basa. And therefore, Hoyu Lekel HaShemayim, we give praise to Kodesh Baruch Hu BaShemayim, Kel BaShemayim, Kel Olam Chazon. That is the culmination of Avigdor Miller said many times. He said that is the biggest thing that we could give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. Is that Noisin Lechem L'chol Basa. Paisech Es Yedecha U'Mashpia L'chol Chai Ratzo. That is an amazing statement. Now, we're giving praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason why is because we have to get more aware. We have to have a course of Torah. We have to understand there's din, there's dayin, there's a kol Hashem Melech. And we gotta prepare. If we want to be zeicher to say Shiro Ba'ilam Haba, we have to wake up and say Shiro Ba'ilam Hazeh. So what's stopping us? Now that we see what it takes, so what's Taka stopping us? So the Chayyus Alvavus explains what's stopping us. He says, in Shara B'chino, there are three things that he puts it into three categories. Basically, that create that people have a lack of awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is, one, Haradifa Acharei Havla Elam Hazeh. Needing everything that Elam Hazeh has to offer. We discussed about this, we touched on it early in this year tonight. If a person's not happy, not mistopic with what he has, he's so busy, so that he's always looking at what he doesn't have. Now how do you go and give praise for what you don't have? That's a big madrega. We're not on that madrega. So the mela, we leave praise out of our daily things. We don't realize. The next thing is a hergel b'toivos. The next thing we touched on as well is that everything's going well for us. It's a constant. So mela, you're not in tune. It's like opening up your mail in the morning and seeing the $100 bill and goodbye. You don't know who gave it to you. You don't think about it. Appreciate getting it. The one day you don't get it, it hurts. But you don't have an acknowledgement or praise because you don't know who's giving it to you. And the next thing, the third, is the makar mikra maron v'afsein, like we just touched on. The things that happen that aren't so great. So it's hard to give praise when you're down and out. When things are going rough. It's a little bit hard. So those are the Chayyus Alvavus' three points. Now, let's understand it, Mir Hashem, now, in the way we could understand it. The way we can understand it. I was with somebody from Tveria, a week ago I went to Tveria with my family for a day. The fellow works for the Air Force. Some town, he told me the name 100 times, I kept forgetting. And an old Talmud of mine from New York. He married an Eretz Yisrael girl, and he got married here actually, and he lives here. And he has two children. And he's a young guy. And one of his kids' name is Devir. He had a reason why he named him that. It's a Migdish. The other one, he named his kid Roy. He named his kid because Hashem Roy Layechsar. He, I don't know why. He doesn't know why. He got that feeling he was going to name his kid that name, and that's what he named his kid. He's not even sure 100% why himself, but that's what he did. Ashaya Kachaya. The child was 4 months old and developed some sort of respiratory ailment. It has a fancy name to it, which I also don't remember. Maybe you'll know, one of you are illuminated in these things, where the breathing apparatus stops developing and the child can't take in enough oxygen. And If it wouldn't be caught in time, man, the kid starts turning bluish because he's lacking the oxygen that he needs to make all the organs work the way they need to work. And quickly, they raced to they went to some terem over there just to try to stabilize, but they weren't able to. So then they raced to Afula, which is like 40 minutes away, where they have a hospital there of some sort. But after 2 days over there, they also weren't able to figure things out. So then, in Eretz Yisrael, somewhere, I don't remember, you told me that too, I don't remember, there's a connection to Schneider's Children's Hospital in America. They have a branch over here, somewhere near Tisrael, I forgot where. And they brought him there and they started doing different testing and everything. And in the meantime, during this whole balagan, they were just going at it at Caleb. Like any parent would go. So I guess when all else fails, you know, try to find out what Hashem wants for you. Because she tried the doctors, didn't work. So forgot another answer. So someone went, picked him up, and they were racing to Bnei Brak to speak to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. They went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky for a bracha. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky asked for the name. So the guy said, you know, the kid's name is Roy Ben whatever, and he said the mother's name. So Rav Chaim said, it's not a name. What?
What's wrong with the name?
Wait a minute, I'm getting there. Said, is that a name? So he said, what do you mean? That's what I named him. What do you mean, sorry? I named him that. So Rav Chaim says, gotta change his name. Okay, but just like, what do you mean? It's not a name. So he said that names come from places. The psukim names. The names have mamashes, have reasons, whatever. And this is just a word you picked out. It's not a name. It's like you called the kid. You called him kid. Is that a name? So you don't get to change the name. You got to give a name. Never gave him one. Now what happened by the kid's wrist? Why didn't it hop that then? I don't know. But I guess whoever was doing it out there, I don't know, in the hick town, wherever he lived, somewhere in the area, they weren't, whatever. Like you said, I wouldn't have made an issue. You didn't make an issue. So the kid said it was a shalish name. So they went to this row of that makubal and they got a choice of three or four names. Then they went back to Chaim Kanievsky and they said, these are the choices. Should I take this one or that one or that one or the other one? So he says, these three are good. Take which one you want. Is this one? Yeah. Okay, fine. In the interim, the kid was still meanwhile undergoing tests. They were able to stabilize the kid. And Baruch Hashem now, it's like 12 or 13 months later, and the kid is bullying her. Tremendous, tremendous progress. That they're like optimistically saying he's like out of the woods almost. Now, he was describing it to me. He's a guy who's a Talmud. He learned in my yeshiva as a kid in high school 10 years ago when I started my yeshiva in Brooklyn. And he was always a kid who was Sfaradi boy, but he was very, I think it was his parents. The words Baruch Hashem, Be'ezat Hashem, was like, it was always at his tip of his tongue. I'm talking with Narishkeit. He would be playing basketball and lose the game, Baruch Hashem. He fell down and he lost the ball, Baruch Hashem. He caused the team to lose, Baruch Hashem. Like, it made no difference if it was something good going on or he flunked his regents, Baruch Hashem. It was like, I saw by his parents. His father was so poor, he used to go collecting by the Barabak chasenes for the family. The 13, 14 children, they didn't have a job. It was no yitzhak. He drove a taxi for a while. Then the rates went up and had all the different fees and he couldn't afford to keep it anymore. He had nothing. Mommy's nothing. And everything was always Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. And he said, and I'm telling you, always, it was like, it was very weird. And yet, he got so caught up, like any parent would, that it took 4 days, three hospitals, and someone hitting him over the head with a lead pipe, go get a bracha from Chaim Kanievsky to wake him up to remember, oh, Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. And this guy, I am telling you, I made from when he was a little kid, 12 years old, 13 years old, always said Baruch Hashem. Yet, we can get caught up and busy and be on the run and forget Hashem from the equation totally. Totally. It's the way it is. Totally. And Mimela, the Chavir Lavov is telling us a few different eitzes here. He says a marshal. He says you're a marshal to a child. This child. A guy's walking in the midbar, and he sees a child was left behind. Someone didn't want to deal with it. A newborn baby laying on the floor. And this Baal Chesed takes the child home. And he nurtures him. Feeds him, clothes him, bathes him, takes him to the doctor, brings him up. Brings him down to the chuppah. Says the Chavis HaLovis, that's one child. Then you have another guy. Who is his big Baal Machloikis. Someone who took away his business. Who said much shame about him. He hates his guts. And he finds out that this guy, Nebuch, is sick and needs a kidney transplant or who knows what. And he has a perfect match. And he goes and he gives his kidney to the guy. And this guy comes out from his anesthesia and he realizes that this person just saved his life. Saved the Chavir Lavovis. Which one of these two will never cease saying thank you? The second one, not the first one. Now, when the truth is, you did a lot for the second one. But you didn't really do more than you did for the first one. The first one, he took care of for 20 years. 365 days a year. He gave him a million kidneys. And here, in an hour and a half, he bought this guy for life. He'll never, ever forget what was done for him. This other guy, in 20 plus, 30 plus years, won't get a thank you barely. Because, says the Chavir Lavovis, because it was coming to me. I always got it. That's our problem. It's always coming to us. We always got it. It's only when it stops coming we wake up. Says the Shari Tshuva Rabbeinu Yoina, and he says very importantly, he says that it's so much better to be Makia HaKadosh Baruch Hu when things are going good than Rachmanu L'Islam when things are going bad. Now Hashem accepts our tshuva even if they come because of Tzaris. But how much better would we be if we sang praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when things were good and when things are good. And we're constantly thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu over and over and singing Ashrei Yesh, Ashrei Yesh, over and over again. Peseach, Shadechu, Masbiel, Chochai Rotzen, Keseda, over. And if we do that, then we'll be Zeicha to do it in Olam Haba as well. And that's what the Gemara is saying over here. That if someone sings praise in this world because he stopped to realize that there's a Rabbanu Shalom, then such a person is Roy, that in the next world will also be singing praise to Hashem. Yeah.